time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution, the host of the podcast of his conversation with his colleagues at Hoover, Matters of Policy and Politics. The politics and the policy right now are in San Diego Convention Center. The reporting is changing, but several hundred young people, females, from the overrun border in Texas and Arizona have been transported to San Diego in the generosity of the people of San Diego and provided shelter at the San Diego Convention Center, which I learned from a website because I've never been there, is right next to a spectacular marina with gigantic yachts. So clearly San Diego is enjoying the flower of its prosperity at the same time we're all still locked up with the pandemic or restricted by the pandemic. But Bill, not only have these young people been housed at the shelter, we've also learned from testing, these are people between the other teenagers chiefly, people of the 500 or 700, it's a moving number, up to 80 or 90 of them have tested positive for the COVID virus. At the same time, we learned that San Diego is generously, philanthropically offering in-person teaching to them because these young people are without their families, without their mothers and fathers. They may not have a way back to where they came from. I understand the Mexican authority, the Mexican legation in San Diego has said they're not Mexicans. They're from another part of Central America. So I feel great sympathy with their plight. And yet, this is politics in California. Is it undermining faith in the government? This is a sanctuary state. Is it undermining faith in the governor that he needs to attend to what's happening, which is that the migration has crossed the border into Texas, into California?
Yeah, the timing here is very unfortunate for Gavin Newsom, who, as we mentioned in the previous segment, is soon to be a subject to a recall vote, we think, later this year. This is not an issue for the governor in this respect, John. It's a federal issue about border crossings in Texas, but now it comes into play because Javier Becerra, the Secretary of HHS, formerly California State Attorney General, he needed to find sites to house these young women, and so he called city officials in San Diego. San Diego, by the way, a much more democratic town than it used to be, so he has like-minded people there to talk to. And they said, sure, bring them to the convention center. So my understanding is about 750 migrant children in there, John. I think the last story I saw, 82 of them tested positive for COVID. We wouldn't wish that upon anybody. But here's why it's problematic for the governor. While this is not his policy, he is dealing with a lot of frustrated parents right now over the issue of school reopenings. It is now soon to be April in California, John. That means schools have been locked down here for over a year. And you keep getting told, we're going to reopen the schools eventually. In San Diego, for example, they're going to reopen April the 12th. So as a parent, the can keeps getting kicked down the road to opening. And meanwhile, you find out that kids who come into the country illegally, then placed in San Diego, suddenly magically they're given in classroom instruction, if you will, inside the convention center. Teachers show up to teach them. So as a taxpaying parent, you kind of wonder, you know, is the government working for me? Because on the one hand, we've been told for over a year, we simply can't do this. But voila, it's done almost instantly for the undocumented kids. So it's a double standard, it seems. It just, as a parent, I think, who had kids in school, it would just, I think, just drive you bananas.
The sanctuary state, the sanctuary city, is it real, Bill? Is it mentioned on the television news that California was welcoming to migrants who were detained or dislocated or in some fashion across the border and weren't turned back during the Trump years? And yet there seems to be a general hesitancy everywhere about this new migration in the Biden years.
Yeah, so there is that element, John, but there are two other elements to look at in California. One is just the ongoing issue of economic haves or have-nots in California, and the undocumented population plays into this. You come into California undocumented, you blend into a population of a couple of million, let's say, in Los Angeles County. It's the largest center of undocumented residents in America, and you join what's in effect an underground economy. Now, you do tap into some public services. You can get a driver's license. Your kids can go to public school and so forth, but you know, you can't vote necessarily. You don't have full citizenship. You don't know if you'll get it anytime soon. The other issue which this plays in, John, and this also ties back into Governor Newsom's fortunes, is the issue of equity. So I'm sitting here in Santa Clara County, John, next to Stanford University, where we have a dearth of vaccinations available right now. I went on the Stanford website to try to find a shot in April. They had no appointments. That's because the county's not getting enough vaccines. That's because the governor shook up the system a few weeks ago in the name of equity and decided to get more available vaccinations to poorer parts of California because blacks and Hispanics were not getting enough shots, it was determined.
30 seconds, Bill.
Sorry. So this issue in San Diego County ties into legal immigration, but it ties into a larger issue of inequity as well. And again, these are just topics the governor, who wants to focus on progress, does not want to get bogged down. And it just reminds people the frustrated nature of the state of living in California.
Bill Whalen introducing us to the 87 Club and also more warning for the governor about recall. Bill Whalen of the Hoover Institution, the host of Matters of Policy and Politics, I recommend. I'm John Batchelor.
Hey, it's me, your heart. Mind if I pick the next song? Listen, even though we're eating better, people who've had one heart attack are at higher risk of another. But Repatha Evolocumab plus a statin lowers LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, and our heart attack risk. So let's talk to our doctor about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site. View the important safety information in our banner. Listen to your heart. Ask your doctor about Repatha.
Ah, greetings from my bath, festive friends. The holidays are overwhelming, but I'm tackling this season with PayPal and making the most of my money. Getting 5% cash back when I pay in four. No fees, no interest. I used it to get this portable spa with jets. Now the bubbles can cling to my sculpted but pruny body. Make the most of your money this holiday with PayPal. Save the offer in the app.
Ends 12/31. See paypal.com/promo. Terms. Points can be redeemed for cash and more. Pay in four subject to terms and approval. PayPal Inc. and MLS 910457.
Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.